Hello, happy Lunar New Year. It is February 10th, 2024, and today begins the Lunar New Year of the Dragon, which always feels more like New Year to me than the calendar New Year. Too soon. But by February, I'm usually feeling it. A great time to refer to and get to know your own moon sign. Today we're under a wind advisory, so things may sound a little more dramatic than usual. We have the Seven of Coins, or Pentacles, Taurus, Virgo, Capricorn, and it's a good New Year card. No fireworks, laser shows, champagne, and party hats, but the solid, sober suit of Earth is, rather, considering more practical things, investments, projections, and the future, or futures. It's a physical card, but we are not just meat or bone. We are spiritual beings as well. The farmer or gardener takes a break. He deserves it. We can see he has cultivated a respectable yield for his investment of sweat, effort, and an entire season of his life. He has tended his crop carefully, patiently. The fruits of his labors, as they appear throughout the suit of pentacles, are again in the form of fat gold discs that hang heavily from healthy green vines. This card is talking about ROI, return on investment. We get out of life what we put into it. Our rich returns come in tangible forms. Health is wealth, as they say. It is interesting how this card is interpreted, even in the illustrations of the different decks. Mountains are symbolic and metaphorical in the tarot, as is every single item or detail on the cards. Every artist interprets these illustrations or energies or characters or symbols in their own personal style. Mountains can represent either obstacles or achievements. On some versions of the Seven of Pentacles, the mountains in the background tower high above the farmer. But on this particular Rider-Waite-Smith version, the purple mountains are below him. But the sky is a vague neutral gray, breaking even, but he's only one human and wonders if he could be or should be doing better. On the card, he is deeply tanned from spending so much time in the sun, and although we can see he is at his physical peak, young and strong, none of us stay young and strong forever, and in 20 or 30 years from now, it won't get any easier. He considers the six coins, or fruits, ripe on the vine and has plucked one, which lays at his feet, an ace, or seed, with which to seed a new harvest. Investment is important at some point. Even his taking the time to rest is an investment in sustainment. We have our health and longevity to consider. The Modern Witch deck shows a young, pregnant woman watering her indoor plants as she patiently waits for her own seed and investment to grow. Probably the most important consideration is the old adage, love what you do and you won't work a day in your life. Do we love waking up in the morning? Love what we do? Who we do it with? The seventh house of the zodiac talks about marriage and partnerships. Or have we been here and done this, and should we consider another career altogether? Learn a new set of skills, or how to reapply or update our own, or even start actively investing in retirement this year? If I may, please allow me to impose a personal sentiment today. In this day and age, although many of the old ways of doing things are being phased out, I'd like to take a minute to thank a farmer for what I'm about to eat today and every day, and appreciate the farmers and farm workers of the EU and around the world who are standing up for themselves. I wish you all the best in this year of the fire-breathing, wood-burning dragon.